Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and your crucified Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. Good Friday is the day when the silence of God speaks louder than any words. We gather, and we gather to remember the crucifixion, and we're not just witnessing a simple event that happened in history. We are staring at the very heart of the gospel and the very heart of the Christian message, the God-forsakenness that leads us to salvation. And tonight I ask a kind of simple question with a very complicated answer. How comfortable are you with Jesus becoming sin for you? Our text for this evening, as Dave said, is from Psalm 22. And it begins with a cry that all of us at one point or another in our lives have probably cried out to God or uttered at least deep in our hearts, my God, why have you forsaken me? These words of King David are from the perspective of prophecy, and they foreshadow what Christ's accomplished work on the cross will do for you and what it will cost Christ. This is the cry of the forsaken Christ as prophesied by David. It's the cry of abandonment, and it's the cry that echoes from the lips of Jesus on the cross, the same words Jesus speaks amid his suffering. But here's the thing, this forsakenness is not an accident. This forsakenness is not some random outburst of emotion. This forsakenness is the whole reason why Jesus is on the cross. He's there because of your sin. He's there because of my sin. He's there to fulfill becoming sin for you. And he's there because this is the way God has deigned to save us. He has been forsaken for us. Now let's start by being brutally honest. Forsakenness is not something that any of us want. But in sin, it's who you are. When you are abandoned, when you are left to suffer alone, when you feel like God is silent, it's absolutely miserable. But you need to understand this truth. The forsakenness that Jesus experiences on the cross is not punishment for the sin he deserves. It's punishment for sin that you deserve. And he receives it because he becomes that sin for you. The reason Jesus speaks these words, my God, why have you forsaken me, is because he is standing in your place. He is taking your abandonment, he's taking your alienation from God, your rejection, and he is taking it all the way to the cross. This isn't the story of a man in distress who gets a quick answer or a swift rescue. This is a story of the Son of God who chooses to be forsaken for you. And this is the gospel. You are not forsaken because Jesus is forsaken in your place. And that's the scandal of the cross. You don't want a God who dies. You want a God who fixes things, who answers your prayers exactly the way that you think that he should. But God's answer to the world's suffering and your sin is not a rescue in the way you expect. It's a death. Jesus is not forsaken because he deserved to be. He's forsaken for you. That's why he enters the silence, he enters the void, and he becomes God-forsakenness to bring you back to the Father. The silence of God in the face of suffering is the point. This is the part of Good Friday that is so difficult for us to deal with. When you think about suffering, you always want an answer. You want to know why. You want to understand, you want a reason, a clear and logical explanation for why the world is so broken, for why things seem to fall apart, for why there is sickness, and for the curse of death. You want immediate relief from the guilt of your own depravity. But Psalm 22 doesn't give us that kind of explanation. David doesn't get a direct answer to his question. Neither does Jesus. And neither do you. If you're looking for a neat answer to your suffering and sin, you won't find them here. Good Friday doesn't give us an answer. It gives us the Christ. It gives us a God among the suffering for you. It gives us a God hanging on a tree for you. You want God to explain the reasons for all of this, to give a list of why things happen. But God doesn't deal in reasons that way. He gives. He gives himself. He gives the cross. He gives the forsaken son who dies in your place. And let's be clear, this is not a comfortable reality. The cross is absolutely offensive. This is why it is called the stumbling block. The silence of God on the cross tells us that God's answer to your suffering is not to fix it immediately, but rather to take it into himself and to become your sin. The paradox of the cross is that victory is in the forsakenness. What begins as a cry of forsakenness actually ends in a declaration of victory. Psalm 22 begins in darkness in the cry of abandonment, but it ends with a shout of triumph. It is finished. At the end of the psalm, David proclaims, "They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it." This is the victory. This is the declaration. He has done it. The forsaken God becomes the Savior. The God who appears to be silent, who is abandoned, is the God who conquers sin, death, the devil, and hell for you. Here's the key. Jesus doesn't just die to show us what suffering looks like. He dies to do something. He dies to accomplish salvation. He dies to finish the work of your redemption. When Jesus dies, he's not just hanging there on that terrible tree, suffering for the sake of suffering itself. He's hanging there to do the work that you and I could never do. He is taking your place. He is satisfying God's wrath, and he is paying the price for your sin. And the greatest miracle in this is that he does it all while being forsaken. God does not rescue him from the cross. God does not end his silence or his suffering. But in that silence, in that forsakenness, God accomplishes the work of your salvation. The forsaken God is then your victory. So what does this mean for you? It means that Good Friday is not about what you do. It's not about us having to figure out why you suffer or why God seems silent. It's about what Christ has done this night. It's about God coming to you in your forsakenness and giving you life through the death of Christ. The forsaken God is the victorious God. The forsaken God is the God who saves. The cross is not just the end of the story, it's the beginning of your salvation. And so on this Good Friday, when you are tempted to wonder why God seems silent, when you're tempted to feel abandoned in your own suffering, remember this. God is not silent in the way that you think. He is present in forsakenness of Christ for you. He is present on the cross for you. And the victory comes in God's silence for you. You are not forsaken. Christ was forsaken for you. You are not alone. Christ was abandoned and alone for you. Christ died this night for you. In the name of Jesus.